And welcome back here on Katy Country 94. Welcome to the Sports Ticket, joined by Tyler Odle, the head coach of the Beloit Lady Trojan softball team. Coach, getting ready for the state tournament here, and you open out today with Santa Fe Trail, kind of looking at their team as you are the number 4 seed at 20-3. They're 19-3, the number 5 seed, and I had a chance to maybe see some stats. Obviously, you've probably scouted this team and have them ready to go. The Kaylee Washington's 12-1 this year for them as a pitcher and leads the team with 3 home runs with the bat as well. So I know that's probably somebody who has your attention, but overall, as you look at this Santa Fe Trail squad as you open out state, what are your thoughts on this Lady Chargers team?
Yeah, I think all around they're a really good team. Good matchup for us. You know, I think that they're similar to us in some of the things they do, you know, with strong pitching, and they have some really good hitters also. So, you know, I think it's a tough matchup probably for both of us. And I think it's kind of strange that we don't play any of the teams they play and they don't play any of the teams we play. So, you never really can get a real good idea of, you know, where you're at. So we play different competition throughout the year. I would say their strength of schedule is probably a little bit more difficult than ours, but I think it should be a really good game.
When you look at a lineup like this and you're taking on, like you just said, a team that you don't really know about except for watching film, but you don't know how good maybe the teams that they're playing are, what are some of the things that you focus on as far as how to attack that and go about it?
Yeah, I think, you know, we've got to get ready for what their pitcher might do that we haven't seen throughout the year. You know, obviously you got to score runs to win, right? So you can't just focus solely on defense, although, you know, you want to make sure your defense is as good as it can be. Hitting, I think, is one of the, you know, and just offense in general, you know, trying to find any little chink in the armor that you can on a team, you know, a team that makes it to state's not going to have very many. So we've been focused a lot this week, you know, just on getting on time with the ball. And, you know, she's going to be faster than what we're used to, you know, so just honing in our ability to hit a quicker pitch.
Obviously, it's a state tournament, so the field is very, very good. All 8 teams are very deserving of being here, and the worst record at this tournament is 16-7 in Scott City. But I know you're focused on this Santa Fe Trail game, and you got to get out of that first round. But if you would win, it is still a quick turnaround to play for a 7 o'clock game on Thursday and then 11 o'clock on Friday morning. So how do you go about that scout and understanding who you might be playing next if you should see Haven or Scott City?
Yeah, and you know, both those teams, again, know very little about them. You know, haven't seen hardly anything of them with Scott City or Haven. So, you know, Haven obviously the favorite. Haven's having a great year. I've looked at, you know, their stats, and they're able to score a lot of runs against really good defenses. So I think their offense is really strong. So, you know, trying to figure out a way to slow them down. And then, you know, if an 8 seed gets past a 1 seed, which we have seen quite a bit in 3A, you know, then they're on a roll, and they just played one of the best teams. So, you know, trying to be able to handle the momentum that has, you know. But I really feel, you know, this is going to be a really tough game for us. But, you know, I think, you know, we're capable of winning the first game. And whoever does win that, I think, you know, is going to have some good momentum also. So just trying to carry that forward and stay positive.
And this is the second time you guys have made state as a program. 2019 was the last time. What's the vibe like? Is it a lot like 2019, or is this just kind of a different group?
No, I'd say it's very similar to the first time that we made it. I mean, the excitement is there. You know, this is a younger squad than we had then, quite a bit younger, really. And, you know, we had a lot of juniors when we made it the time before, and then 3 seniors. And now we have just some seniors and then a lot of sophomores. So they're very excited. And, you know, for being young and being able to go. And so it's similar. But it's a little different also. You know, I think that this group is just got a different kind of energy in the dugout than some of the other teams that we've had. So we're all excited.
Tyler Odo, the head coach of the Beloit softball team here on the Sports Ticket. Coach, thanks for the time. Best of luck as you start the state tournament here today in Manhattan.
Thank you.